Conversation 2. Henry and Emmy have arrived at Jomonsugi and start to discuss tree worship around the world. It's bigger than I imagined. It hurts my neck just looking at the top of it.
Yeah, it's huge.
It looks like some old giant just standing there. I'm surprised it doesn't have a shimenawa around it.
Well, the guidebook does say that even without a shimenawa, the yakusugi were worshipped as sacred trees.
Yeah.
Oh, here is something else. It says that Jomonsugi was partnered with a giant kauri tree in New Zealand called Tanemahuta, or the Lord of the Forest. The tree is considered a god by the Maori people.
You mean Jomonsugi and the kauri tree in New Zealand have a partnership?
Yes. The project is called the Family of Ancient Trees.
It seems like sacred trees are a universal thing. There is the tree of life in many mythologies.
You mean all over the world?
Yes. The tree of knowledge in Judaism and Christianity, banyan and peepal trees in Hinduism, the Bodhi tree in Buddhism, and the Christmas tree of Germanic mythology.
I guess since they provide shelter, food, fuel, and live so long, it's not surprising that people around the world consider them sacred.